If you're 90,
如果你九十岁的话
，it is very, very important.
那就非常非常非常重要。
We want to share on the topic eternal life now and forever.
我们今天想分享的是有关永生，就是现在和永远的将来的事情。
This is a strong message that comes right through John's writings, his gospel and his letters.
这是从约翰的福音书和他的书信中所告诉我们的一些非常非常所谓强烈的信息。
It was important to John because he was in the grandfather age.
当时对约翰本身很重要，因为当时他已经是做爷爷的年龄了。
The Bible reading we're taking this morning is from John chapter 3 and verse 1 to 18.
今天我们要读的是约翰福音第三章，从第一节到十八节。1 to 18?
1 to 18, thank you.
要不我们再这样，我们弟兄读两句，姊妹读两句好吗？一句让我 rather than everyone reading together.
Okay, thank you.
我们弟兄先读两段，然后姊妹接读两段好吗？我们开始。第三章一节到十八节，有一个法利赛人，名叫尼哥德姆，是犹太的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？”从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the Bible.
天父上帝，感谢你赐给我们这本圣经。
We thank you that you have wanted to share with the people of the world a message of hope and salvation.
感谢你愿意跟着全人类一起来分享有关于希望和救赎的信息。
We thank you that we have this true message in a language which we can understand.
感谢你给我们这本有关于这个真理的，让我们能够用自己能够听懂的语言来看得懂这个真理。
We know that we need your help this morning so that we can understand this message.
今天早上也求你帮助我们能够理解这些信息。
So we take your help in Jesus' name.
我
Amen. You will have noticed in this reading that Jesus is talking to a religious leader of the nation of Israel.
我们会看到在这里面呢, 耶稣是在向当时犹太的, 这些, 教师们讲的这些事情。
He was a leading scholar and a member of the council of the Sanhedrin.
他当时是这个等于是教授, 也是呢, 这个长官。
The Jewish people understood that the kingdom of God was something that would last forever.
犹太人他们明白神的国是永恒的国度。
They understood clearly that there was an eternity for people to experience.
他们也非常清楚人的这个永生是一件很真实的事情。
Jesus said, to enter that kingdom and live forever, we must experience a spiritual birth.
耶稣说,如果要进入那个永恒,神的永恒的国,我们必须有一个灵的重生。
With our physical birth, as children and babies, we had nothing to do with that. That was the relationship of the parents.
有关我们的肉身出生,当我们作为孩子婴儿的时候,这个跟我们自己没有关系,因为这是父母的事情。
Jesus is saying for us to have enter into God's kingdom, we need a spiritual life that only God can give us.
耶稣说要进入神的国, 我们必须有一个灵, 属灵的生命, 这个生命是只有神才能给我们的。
This important topic of eternal life is in all of the religions of the world.
这个有关于永生的这个, 主话题呢, 其实是世界上每一个宗教都要涉及的。
The Buddhist people talk about Nirvana.
佛教的人呢, 他们会谈, 涅槃。
People from Muslim religion talk about paradise.
穆斯林呢, 他们是谈乐园。
The history in the Bible is a long one.
圣经记录的历史非常漫长。
David said in Psalm 23 that he desired to live in the house of the Lord forever.
大卫在诗篇23章, 他提到说, 他非常盼望能在神的国度里面永生。
Throughout history, people have believed that there is a life after this life.
纵观整个人类历史, 人类都相信说, 在我们今生的之后, 还有永生。
The Egyptian pharaohs were embalmed with provision for the afterlife.
埃及的法老, 他们为自己今后的这个, 永生也做了很多的, 工作。
But we also know that instinctively there must be something more than the life that we live now.
我们的本能告诉我们呢, 在我们今生的之后, 可能还有些别的什么东西。
Logic tells us that when we have spent so much time and energy building a life and relationships, it is not normal for it to end when we die.
逻辑告诉我们, 我们一生花了很多的时间和精力建立起的所有这些关系呢, 在我们死后就戛然而止呢, 这好像不是一件很正常的事情。
But not only does our logic tell us that,
不仅仅是我们的逻辑理性告诉我们这样。
Our wallet tells us that.
我们的钱包也这样告诉我们。
We spend a lot of money on fitness, trying to keep healthy.
我们花很多钱去健身, 保持健康的身体。
Medical researchers are always trying to project that we can live longer.
这个医学的研究也是一直在探索能不能让我们活得更久一些。
So we see that the theme of eternal life is very common to humanity.
所以我们能看到对人来说呢, 这个永生的概念呢, 其实是非常普及的事情。
But sometimes we live in denial because we have no understanding of what the life after this life is about.
有的时候呢, 我们是好像是不承认有这样一个东西, 因为我们对这个东西缺乏理解, 就是永生的问题。
There's a lot of confusion about eternal life.
关于这个永生呢,也有很多很矛盾,很混乱的信息。
We know that eternal life is an unending life.
我们知道所谓永生就是永远没有止境的生命。
But Jesus' teaching tells us that this eternal life is something that begins in this life.
但是耶稣教导我们什么呢？他说，这个永生其实是从我们今生开始的。
In the passage that we read this morning,
在我们今天刚刚读过的这几个段落中
，we have a very well-known verse, John chapter 3 and verse 16.
我们有一个非常有名的一段话，就是这里的三章十六节。
And we learn three things about God's character.
我们这里看到有神的三个特性。
We know that human character is very complex.
我们知道人的特性是非常复杂的。
When we meet somebody, we may say they are kind and generous person.
我们当见到一个人的时候，我们可以说这个人是很和气，很大方的人。
But for somebody who lives with them, they may say, "Ah, she is also moody and suffers from depression."
如果是跟这个人住在一起的人呢，他可能是说的完全不一样。他可能会说，这个人他很情绪化呀，也有时候也很好像有忧郁症那种感觉。
For other people, we'll say, "He is a serious person and he's wise."
有人会说，这个人他很严肃，他也很智慧。
But if you ask the wife,
如果你问他的太太的话，
she will also say he is angry and mean.
他说这个人很容易生气，然后也很坏。
So we come to understand that human nature and character is complex.
所以我们就能够理解说人的这个本性和特征是非常复杂的。
And so the character of God also is very complex.
神的特性也是非常复杂的。
Sometimes.We think only that God is love.
我们有时候认为说神就是爱。
And that is quite true.
这是对的，没错。
We can understand from the good creation that we live in that God is good, that He has a love for His creation.
我们从神的创造就可以看得出说神是好的，他也爱他所创造的东西。
We can understand from humanity being made for a relationship with God.That this was a motivation from love.
我们呢也可以看到说神创造的这个人，我们之间的关系，我们也能够看到说是出于爱。
And so we see in John chapter 3, God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
我们从这个三章十六节也看到呢，就神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
John cannot find enough words to describe how great God's love is.
甚至约翰他也找不到一个最合适的词来描述说神是如何的爱。
There's the story about the grandmother who is with the grandchild.
有一个关于这个祖母和孙子的故事。
Now, grandparents do some very strange things.
爷爷奶奶呢，他们有时候会做一些比较奇怪的事情。
My wife and I, we have 9 grandchildren.
我太太和我有九个孙子孙女。
We do some strange things too.
我们有时也做一些奇怪的事情。
We have 7 biological children.
我们有七个孙子孙女是我们亲生的。
And then we have adopted a Chinese granddaughter.
我们还领养了中国的一个孙女。
And also adopted orphan boy.From Philippines.
我们从菲律宾也领养了一个孤儿的孙子。
So we're international family.
所以我们是一个很国际化的家庭。
But because of grandparents' love, we love to share so many things with them.
因为我们是爷爷奶奶，我们的爱呢，我们就很愿意跟他们分享很多的事情。
The only reason we do some silly things, crazy things, because we love them.
我们有时候做一些奇怪的事情，唯一的原因就是因为我们爱他们。
And so it's true of God. His love is so great that we cannot explain it.
他上帝爱也是这样，他这个爱有时候我们人类无法去解释。
But if we only talk of God having love, then we do not have a complete picture.
但是如果我们只谈到神是爱的神，我们就没有去完全的认识他。
In the same reading, it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish.
在这个同样这段话里，我们也可以看到，叫一切信他的不至于灭亡。
You might remember that in 2013, throughout Asia, there was a pandemic of bird flu.
我们应该记得哈，2013年的时候，在整个亚洲地区爆发了这个禽流感。
Different varieties of bird flu.
各种不同类型的禽流感。
But so contagious that millions of birds were infected and died.
这个是传染性非常的强。上百万的这个鸟呢被感染然后死亡。
In Shanghai, they discovered that some bird flu was also can be transmitted to humans.
在上海他们也发现说有一些禽流感呢可以这个转移到人的身上。
And so what we are learning from this is that there is something contagious in human life also that the Bible calls sin.
所以呢，我们也可以看到说，有一些在我们人的这个人的中间呢，也有一些可以传染的东西。圣经把它叫做罪。
Today we see the spread of wickedness, of violence, of deceit, of corruption, so many things.
今天我们看到这种罪呢，也是这种恶毒啊，这种贪污啊、腐败啊，也像这个传染病一样，在四处的蔓延。
This seems to be in such contrast to development, research, education.
这好像看起来是一个非常大的一个反差哈。一方面呢，我们有这个有研究啊，有这个进步啊，发展啊。
It's a common belief today that science has all of the answers to human life.
现在大家好像觉得，一方面呢，大家觉得好像都认为说科学已经找到了这个人的这个生命的答案。
But it's very obvious that human behavior is corrupted in so many ways.
但是我们也看到非常明显可以看到在人性在很多的方面都在加速的败坏。
And this is what the Bible says by the word perishing.
这就是圣经所说的灭亡。
When Adam and Eve sinned, the whole human race was infected with a selfishness and rebellion against God.
当亚当夏娃当初犯罪的时候，人类就传染了这种所谓的所有的叛逆的这种远离神的罪。
This is why the Bible says that the human race is perishing.
这就是圣经所说的，整个的人类都在走向灭亡。
In the same passage, Jesus told a well-known story about the journey of Israel in the wilderness from Egypt to Canaan.
在这个同样的段落里呢，耶稣也讲了这个犹太历史以色列历史上的他们从埃及到迦南地的这个漫长的旅程。
It's the story of the people being bitten by a poisonous snake and dying.
这是人们被 Sorry, can you repeat?
Yes, please.
Okay, 就是他们在旷野里，他们被这个毒蛇咬呢，他们就死掉，这些人。
So the Bible tells us that sin has consequences in our life, and which leads us not only to physical death, but to a spiritual eternal death.
所以呢，圣经也说罪导致我们不仅是让我们的肉体死亡，而且让我们的灵魂也会死亡。
And so it's because of this condition that God's love has moved him to give his son to live in this world.
正因为是这样呢，所以说，神出于爱，他愿意把他的独生子赐给我们。
So we understand from the first part of the Bible that humanity has got a broken relationship with a holy God.
我们从圣经的前面可以看到呢，就是人类呢与神的关系已经发生问题了。
Holiness means purity.No blemish, no corruption, perfection.
圣洁，它的意思是毫无瑕疵的、完美的。
This is a very difficult concept for us living in the modern world.
在我们现代社会呢，理解这种概念呢，是很不容易的。
Gradually, we are seeing the lowering of standards.
我们慢慢看到这些道德标准呢，慢慢在降低。
A lie and corruption is only wrong if you're caught.
这个撒谎啊，腐败啊，只有在你被抓住的时候才是错的。
Abuse is very common, but if you are not caught, that's okay.
这个做坏的事情呢，也是很不好的，但是只是你在被抓住的时候才不好。
And so it's this a condition of a broken relationship with God and dysfunctional relationships in humanity that the Bible is describing.
这就是圣经所描述的，就是说我们人现在跟神的这种关系的光景。
But right at the very beginning, God's love was demonstrated by giving a promise that a Savior would come.
但是在圣经的前面呢，上帝也说过说，我们神会给我们一个救赎的机会。
And so when we open up to the first chapter of John's Gospel,
当我们看到约翰福音的第一章的时候，
it is in stark contrast to this dark picture of humanity that we read about in the first part.
它是一个非常大的对比，就是说我们在开始看到的这个，跟我们开始看到这个人类的这种黑暗的光景。
Here we are reading about somebody living in perfect harmony and relationship with God.
他在说有描述有一个人跟这个神，跟神在一个非常和谐的这个状态下。
And we see that in John chapter 1 and verse 1 to 4.
我们看约翰福音第一章第一到四节。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
So here we see that Jesus is this one who, before living on earth, had an existence with God, the Holy God, and in perfect relationship.
我们可以看到说，耶稣在他到地上来之前，他在天上是与神有一个完美的关系。
In verse 14, we read that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
在十四节我们也读到，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So if we look at the life and beginning of Adam and Eve, and the life of Jesus, there is a big contrast.
所以当我们看到说亚当夏娃当初他们的那个生命，和我们看到耶稣基督的生命，这是一个非常鲜明的对比。
Matthew and Luke give us the description that Jesus was miraculously conceived in the womb of Mary.
马太和路加他们在福音书里也说到说耶稣是在玛利亚的肚腹里被是一个神被神所放的。
Just like the bird flu infected so many chickens,
就像一个这个禽流感后来感染了很多的鸡一样。
That whole batch had to be destroyed and a new beginning.
这个所有的东西都要在最开始的时候去被毁灭。
So in the same way, because of sinful humanity, God wanted to make a new beginning, and that began with Jesus coming into the world.
所以同样的道理呢，神也希望说，让耶稣基督来给人类一个新的开始。
When we see Jesus coming into the world, there are many questions. Who is he?
当我们看到耶稣来到世界上的时候呢，有很多问题，说他是谁
？What did he come to do？
他是来做什么的
？And even John the Baptist, who was heralding the coming of Jesus,
施洗约翰呢也在宣布说神基督的到来。
Only at the baptism did God reveal to him by saying, "This is my son, the Son of God."
神呢就是启示给约翰说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And just like John needed his understanding to be opened to see who Jesus was,
就像约翰他需要说能够完全的理解说耶稣是谁。
In the same way, we also need our understanding opened to see that he was more than a good teacher. He was more than a prophet. Indeed, he's the Son of God.
所以对我们来说呢，我们也需要说，让我们能够理解说，真正的理解说，他不仅仅是一个老师或者是一个先知，他是神的儿子。
So John now, as in this elderly age of perhaps 80,
约翰在他这个年老的时候，可能也80岁了。
He has had time to think back on the life of Jesus.
他有时间可以看到回顾这个耶稣的生平。
Maybe from the age of 20, he's been a follower of Jesus.
也许大概从20岁他就追随耶稣了。
But now, maybe 60 years later, he is able to think and meditate and consider.
所以呢60年以后呢他也许可以去想去回顾。
And so, John now is wanting to help us to understand who is Jesus.
所以约翰呢在这里他愿意帮助我们去认识到底耶稣是谁。
So he gives us 7 pictures through the miracles that Jesus did.
所以呢他就通过描述耶稣所做的七件神迹来给我们画出一幅图画。
When he turned the water into wine.
耶稣把水变成酒。
When he healed the nobleman's son.
他把那个人的儿子治好了。
When he healed the paralyzed man.
他把那个瘸子腿治好了。
When he fed the multitude.
五饼二鱼，他把那个五饼二鱼，五饼二鱼的故事。
When he walked on the water.
他在水面上行走。
When he gave sight to the blind.
他让瞎子看见。
When he raised Lazarus from the dead.
他把拉撒路从坟墓死亡中让他复活。
So we begin to see in these miracles.
所以当我们看到这些神迹呢，
Jesus wanting to bring benefit to other people.
耶稣愿意来帮助其他的人。
That he's got power over death. He has power over death.
Power over death.
Power.
就是说耶稣帮助我们去胜过死亡。
So all of these physical conditions he is able to address.
对所有这些人的这些东西呢他都可以去。
But John is telling us that so that we can think he is more than a good man.
所以说当约翰告诉我们这些的时候我们就可以会想到说他可能不仅仅只是一个好人。
John also gives us the 7 selected sayings that Jesus gave.
约翰也告诉我们呢，耶稣所说过的三段话。
All of this in order that we might understand that Jesus is unique and that he has the one who can give us this new life.
所以所有这些都告诉我们呢，耶稣是与众不同的，他可以给我们生命。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the door of the sheepfold.
我是羊的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好的牧羊人。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是生命的。
I am the way, the truth and the life.
我是道路、真理和生命。
And I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
These are claims which nobody else can make. Nobody can make these claims, only Jesus.
除了耶稣以外呢，没有其他的任何人可以这样来说话。
So John is leading us gently, gently through his gospel so that we might really get an understanding of who Jesus really is.
所以约翰福音呢，约翰呢，他慢慢逐步的用他的这个福音来慢慢告诉我们耶稣到底是谁。
And then we come to the conclusion that this is indeed the Son of God. He is this perfect man who God sent into the world.
所以到最后呢，我们就终于能认识到，这是神的儿子，他是一个完美无缺的人，是上帝送给我们的。
But what did he come to do?
但他来做了什么呢？
We may think in 33 years there's very little you can do.
我们可能觉得在33年这个短暂的时间中，你可能做不了什么太多的事情。
In our society, it's quite often not until we're into our 40s that we feel that we have established our life and established our family, established our career.
这个在我们这个现代生活中，我们可能觉得人可能过了40岁才有一点开始成家立业的这种感觉。
So what can be achieved in such a short life?
所以当他那么短的时间，他能够成就什么呢？
But the purpose of Jesus coming was not to live forever, but to give his life as a sacrifice.
但是耶稣来的目的不是在这个世界上长寿永生，而是给我们牺牲我们，给我们永恒的生命。
So in John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd."
在约翰福音十章里面，耶稣说，我是好牧羊人。
And in verse 14 to 18, he gives us a picture of why he came into this world.
在十四和十八节呢，他给我们描绘了一个图画，就是他为什么要来到这个世上。
Chapter 10 and verse 14 to 18.
十章十四到十八节。
Thank you.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的。我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
So here we are discovering that Jesus came into the world to lay down his life as a sacrifice, and then to take it again.
所以我们可以看到，是耶稣来到世上是为了作为一个祭，来舍去他自己，牺牲他自己，来挽救生命。
So in order that God's justice might be satisfied, Jesus came to be the one whose God's wrath and punishment would fall upon, so that we ourselves could receive forgiveness.
为了满足神的公义的要求，耶稣必须承担神的所有的愤怒和审判，这样我们就可以得到救赎。
Now in verse 28, he tells us that his death and his resurrection have great significance for us.
所以在28节呢，他谈到说他的死和复活对我们来说有非常重要的关系。
It would address the problem.Of sinful humanity.
他会提到有关人类的罪。
In verse 28, we read,
在第二十八节，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
So we see the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus relates to this important topic of eternal life and how we can receive that.
所以我们看到耶稣的死亡、埋葬和复活呢，就是有关乎于我们的永生的问题。
We all understand that the concept of life living being endless is known throughout the world.
我们都知道说，在全世界呢都有这个有关于人呢永生的这种观念。
What is important and unique to the Bible is that this eternal life is meant to be received now.
但是在圣经里所谓的这种永生呢，它是要我们现在就要有。
So that means there's two parts to eternal life.
这意味着说关于永生有两个部分。
One is the endless duration.
一个呢是永无止境的。
The other is the quality of life.
第二呢，是这个生命的质量本身。
And so when we come to John chapter 17, we discover that this life is actually the life that was in Jesus.
所以到我们等我们看到约翰福音第十七章的时候呢，我们看到啊，原来这个生命是在耶稣里面的生命。
The quality of this life meant that it was an incorruptible life.
这个生命的质量是说这是一个永不毁灭的生命。
No unholiness, no sin, no corruption.
没有玷污，没有罪行，没有罪恶。
It was an indestructible life.
这是一个别人任何人无法毁灭的生命。
Death could not overcome this life.
死亡不能胜过它。
It's the very life of God in Jesus.
这是在我们在基督里的神的生命。
And this is why the Bible goes on to describe the resurrection of Jesus and for 6 weeks his appearances to his disciples.
这就是后来福音书所记载的耶稣复活以后大概有六周的时间他向很多的人显现。
Friends, if you look at the Guinness Book of Records, you can look up the name Sir Lionel Luckhoo.
如果你们看这个吉尼斯世界纪录呢，你可以看到有一个这个东西。
I don't think that's Chinese name.
No,
that's Caribbean name.
这是一个什么加勒比的一个词。
Now, Sir Lionel Luckhoo is in the Guinness Book of Records.Because he is the most successful defense lawyer in history.
这个人呢，他是一个作为这是个人类历史上最有名的一个辩护律师的名字。
At one stage, he was an ambassador for two countries at the same time.
他有一度呢是同时在两个国家任命为大使。
But somebody asked him one day, Sir Lionel.
另外一个人有一天问他
Have you considered the evidence for the physical resurrection of Jesus from the dead?
而你有没有考虑过说这个耶稣肉身复活的这个证据的问题？
He was an honest man, he said no.
他是一个非常坦白的人，他说没有。
But a time in his life came when he researched that.
当后来在他的这个后面呢，他开始做研究的时候
，When he was asked the same question，
当问他同样的问题
，He said there is more evidence for the physical resurrection of Jesus from the dead than most of the defense cases that I have won。
能够证明耶稣肉身确实复活的证据，比我这一生所打赢的官司中所。用的证据更有说服力。
He said the evidence not only satisfies my head, it satisfies my heart.
这些证据呢，不仅能让我的头脑能够满足，也能够让我的心满意。
And that's why the Bible gives so much attention to the fact that Jesus was crucified, was buried on the third day, rose again.
这就是为什么圣经有很多的篇幅来记录了。耶稣的被杀，耶稣的埋葬，耶稣的第三天的复活。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
但是神的恩典是借着耶稣基督给我们永恒的生命。
Friends, this morning, it is important that you consider how Jesus' death on the cross.Has made payment for your sin, and today you can respond in faith. You can respond in trusting Him for eternal life.
所以朋友们，今天早上我们要考虑一个问题，就是说，耶稣的死能够让我们能够得到永恒的生命，我们如何去理解，如何去接受主耶稣？
This morning I want to give you an opportunity to respond to Jesus and say, I want to become a Christian today and a follower of Jesus.
所以今天早上是一个机会，我们来回应主耶稣。我们要告诉他说，主，我愿意做一个基督徒，我愿意跟随你。
If this message has become clear and touched your heart today,
如果今天的信息你听懂了，你也觉得受到了感动的话，
by an act of trust from your heart, you can receive Jesus as your Savior and the giver of eternal life.
如果你真心相信耶稣，你就可以得到永恒的生命。
It's this life in Jesus which makes us a part of God's family.
我们有来自主耶稣的生命，我们就可以作为神的儿女。
So just as we close this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to respond because Jesus seeks your response to this message.
在今天早上我们结束之前呢，我愿意给你一个机会来对主耶稣做出回应，因为他在期待你对他做出回应。
Because of sin, we are perishing. We need to respond to Jesus.
因为我们的罪，我们正在走向灭亡的道路上，所以我们需要去回应主的救赎。
I'm going to read John 3:16 in a way that gives you an opportunity to respond today.
我想再读一遍约翰福音三章十六节。给你个机会来回应主的话。
This verse allows you to respond to God in your heart.
这段话呢，它是需要你呢用你的心来对主做出回应。
It can be read this way.
它可以这样来读。
For God so loved John.
神爱约翰。
You can put your name there.
你可以把这个。你可以把用自己的名字来代替这个名字。
For God so loved John that he gave his one and only son.
神爱我自己，我们可以说自己的名字。
That if John believes in him,
如果我
he would not perish.
如果我相信他，就不至于灭亡。
But have eternal life.
反得永生。
Friend, would you do that this morning?
你今天早上会这样做吗？
Would you recognize God's love, not only in creation, but in the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross for your sin?
你能看到神的爱不仅仅是他创造了这个世界，他还让他的儿子耶稣基督为你死在十字架上。
And would you respond in faith that he is worthy of your trust?
你能不能让他说，这个耶稣基督他值得我去信任他，信赖他。
We're going to close with a prayer, and that will be this John chapter 3 verse 16. Be read slowly, and the opportunity there in your heart, just between you and God, to put your name into that verse as your response.
我们呢，最后我们在结束祷告的时候呢，我们慢慢的读这一节。我们希望每个人把自己的名字放在这个章节里面，然后用我们的心来向神说话。神爱唐硕，每个人说自己的名字，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Friends, this morning, if you have prayed that prayer from your heart, I want to give you, while other people have got their eyes closed, the opportunity just to raise your hand to seal the fact that this has been a prayer from your heart.
如果你今天早上已经愿意做这个祷告呢，你可以把手举起来，告诉神说，这段话已经读到我的心里。
Thank you for those that have raised their hand. Anybody else who just wants to give that heart response to God's love, to Jesus' sacrifice,and his offer of eternal life through Jesus today.
谢谢有些人已经举起了手，我们可以通过举手的方式告诉神说，神啊，我愿意接受你将你的爱子 但他死在十字架上为我的罪而死。主啊，这是你的爱，让我们来接受他。
I'm going to close in prayer now and invite those who have raised their hand afterwards just to come down to the front, have a talk. There may be questions that others have. You're very welcome to come. The Bible addresses this important matter of how to receive eternal life now through Jesus Christ.
我们今天所谈到的是我们怎样来回应神的话，我们来感谢神，接受神让他的爱子死在十字架上为我们的罪，我们接受他，我们就可以成为神的儿女。我们有感动的人呢，我们等下结束的时候可以到前面来，我们可以跟弟兄有更多的交谈，我们也可以为你祷告。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Our great God, we thank you that you are forming a family from people all across the nations.
虽然我们感谢你在全世界你来寻找你的儿女。
We thank you that you can receive people into your family because of the sacrificial death of Jesus for our sin.
感谢你通过主耶稣的救赎来赦免我们的罪。
We thank you that you raised him from the dead so that you might give to us eternal life through him.
感谢你让他用耶稣的死里复活，这样你可以赐给我们一个永恒的生命。
We pray for those who have placed their name into that wonderful verse.
我们为那些把自己的名字放在了那个段落里面的那些人祷告。
Pray that you might be pleased to seal their faith with the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们也祷告，求你能够让赐下圣灵，让他们能够有那个对神的信靠。
And that they will grow in this new life that you have given to them.
让他们你所赐给他们的新的生命，也让他们能够生长。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.